Muse Cincinnati's Women's Choir presents its fall concert on November 22nd, and Artistic Director Rhonda Giuliano is here with me. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Rhonda, why is the concert titled Unresolved?
Well, we titled this concert Unresolved because there's so many things happening in our world that are unresolved. Kind of has a dual meaning. The first one is addressing issues that we have here in our neighborhoods, in our country, and around the world. Unresolved issues such as violence, human trafficking, hunger, and outsourcing. I think they're very important to address. The other part of the unresolved title comes from our jazz repertoire that we will be performing. When you think about jazz music, there are 7ths, 11ths, and 13th chords and dissonance and often unresolved. And that's what makes jazz so great. It goes all over the place and you never know where it's going to land. And we have a lot of issues in our lives that are unresolved. What's so wonderful about living life unresolved is that we can still have peace and we can have disagreements and we can still sing and make beautiful music together.
How is Muse going to address that musically? What songs are you going to be doing?
We are singing by Ella Fitzgerald, Tisket a Tasket, Miss Seeley's Blues. We have a guest group performing with us this concert, and they're the Cincinnati Collaborative Ringing Project, which is a handbell choir that their mission is basically to perform with other groups so that they can learn different styles of music, and they are playing some wonderful jazz pieces. They're playing Take Five by David Brubeck, and they are also playing Sway, as long as some other jazz pieces.
You're also doing a very serious work by the composer Elizabeth Alexander, Reasons for the Perpetuation of Slavery. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. Elizabeth is a composer that lives in St. Paul, Minneapolis, and she actually wrote this piece after she visited the Freedom Museum right here in Cincinnati. And the reason she chose that title, The Perpetuation of Slavery, is because we continue slavery today through many other issues. We have modern-day slavery. Such things as buying sugar, chocolate, tires, things from overseas and countries that basically are using slavery to produce these things at a low cost for us. And she also addressed the issue of legislation in our government and how we continue to let this happen. So this song addresses those issues.
And in a very complicated score.
It is a very complicated score. It's a challenge, but it's really, I think it will be very powerful and it's very rewarding to do the piece.
And as you mentioned, you're doing Miss Seeley's Blues by the great Quincy Jones from the movie The Color Purple.
We are.
And there's an arrangement of Harry Belafonte's song Turn the World Around.
Turn the World Around. We had this arranged. Steve Malloy, who is local here, arranged this piece for us, specifically to include the handbell choir that will be performing with us and steel drums, which I think it's going to be quite exciting. Turn the World Around is based on an African mythology and talks about the fire and the sun and the moon. Part of the question that's asked in that song is, do you know who you are? Do you know who we are? Do you know who I am? And the purpose of the song is that if we know each other, even though we have differences, we can make the world a different place and we can turn this world around and get along.
It's a wonderful upbeat song, and it was actually performed at the great puppeteer Jim Henson's funeral.
Yes, it was.
It's an extraordinary song. So, yes, you said that the Bell Ringing Collaborative is joining. How many people are in that group?
I believe there are 13 ringers. Most of them are musicians or conduct and direct handbell choirs in their local churches or different organizations around the city. And they don't have a director as such. That's what's so special about it. They take turns and collaboratively select their music and rehearse without a conductor, and it's quite a fun group.
And it will be, I think for many people who are used to hearing handbells at Christmas time, this is going to be a completely different kind of thing, won't it?
It is. It's quite different. The music they're playing, most of it's upbeat, fast tempo. They use different mallet techniques. Like I said, they're doing jazz. They're doing a piece called Furioso. Sway has a lot of percussion. It's kind of a Latin swing. And I think people will really enjoy the effect of these bells on this concert.
The performances are down at Memorial Hall, and it's not the first time that Muse has performed in Memorial Hall, but it hasn't been there for a long time. So what do you find so attractive about that space?
I just love Memorial Hall. I think I'm intrigued by it being new to Cincinnati still. It resonates and has such a beautiful sound there, and I love just the architecture of it. We also chose the hall because we are going to be doing a silent auction at the same time as a fundraiser for Muse, and it's a great space for that. Downstairs, we will have that silent auction set up, and upstairs, we will be having two concerts.
the concerts, there's an afternoon concert, then there's an early evening concert.
After the evening concert, we would like to invite everyone who has attended to come on down. We're going to have appetizers and a cash bar. We'll have some background jazz music mm-hmm. happening and a chance just to socialize and to take a look at those silent auction items again. And we just hope everyone will stay around and join the party.
What else do you have planned for this coming season?
This spring, we have a concert in April, and we'll be doing some selections from the work by Robert Seeling, Only Human. And we're also going to feature some works by women composers and celebrate the lives of women and celebrate everything that goes with being a woman.
How many singers are there in Muse this year?
Currently have, I think, 72 right now.
And it's a real spectrum of women from all over the city and all ages.
We do. We have from ages, I think our youngest at this time is 22, up to about 84 years old. And ethnicity is varied, and age is varied, and our experience is across the board. We come from different religions, different philosophies, and it's just so great that we can get together and make such wonderful music.
Well, we're so looking forward to hearing Muse, Cincinnati's Women's Choir, in concert on Saturday, November 22nd at 2 and 7 p.m. at Memorial Hall downtown. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.